everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today we're celebrating something actually the lad has been involved in. He's involved in a school musical. Which one is it?
The Lion King.
The Lion King. And so we decided what better way to celebrate his experience with the Lion King than... let's do Lion King trivia. We've been watching a lot of the movie lately. We've been listening to the Broadway show. We've been doing all kinds of things with it. So why not celebrate everything Lion King? You excited for this one?
Yes.
Do you think you're going to do well? Have you done a lot of research?
Not like research, but I know a lot.
Well, I mean like watching the movie and listening and stuff. Yes. But that's all. You could call that research. Mm-hmm. So, well... if you're just joining us for the first time or for the 103rd time, I think.
Yeah,
we'll go with it. We just wanted to let you know how this podcast works. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you. Three rounds of five questions each. Each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little bit tougher. So this first round, these are the easiest questions we have. Most people in the car or at home, if you've seen the movie, will know. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Lion King Trivia, question one. What is the name of the main lion cub who becomes king?
Simba.
Simba is correct.
Simba means the lion.
Yeah, that's in Swahili, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that you actually guessed my fun fact. Good job. Interesting stuff on that. Question two. What does the phrase Hakuna Matata mean?
No worries.
No worries is correct. They say it right there in the song, don't they?
Yep. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Yeah.
And, and I think it's like in the second line that's actually sung.
Yeah.
It means no worries. Well, and it's funny, a fun fact, that the song was almost replaced by a song about eating bugs called Warthog Rhapsody. At some point, yeah, they were actually not going to put Hakuna Matata in the show, which ends up being one of the biggest songs there is.
It is.
Besides like what? Like Circle of Life and...
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Yeah. Yeah, those are all big ones. Question number three. What is the name of Simba's best friend and future wife?
Nala.
Nala is correct. Yeah, in early drafts of The Lion King, Nala had a younger brother named Mitu, who Simba was supposed to save from a stampede. And then they kind of repurposed the stampede to something bad.
Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, they in reading and researching these questions, there's a lot of stuff that could have happened in The Lion King, but didn't. And kind of interesting how it would have changed things if Nala had a little brother. Nala really doesn't have siblings that we know of, right?
No.
Or at least not that they talk about, but... Question four. What kind of animal is Timon?
Meerkat?
A meerkat is correct.
It's also Timon. Like Timon.
Like Timon. All right. I'm sorry. I've been saying it wrong. Timon.
So like Timon. don't really express the T, but it's like Timon. Like that.
Like a T-bone, but Timon. The lad's really getting into the weeds on the pronunciation here. But yeah, the original actor, Nathan Lane, they actually... And also Ernie Sabella, who played Pumbaa, they initially actually auditioned to play hyenas.
Oh.
Yeah, they weren't actually cast as Timon and Pumbaa. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Okay, good. There you go. Question 5. What is the subtitle name of Lion King 2?
Simba's Pride.
Simba's Pride is correct. Have you seen Lion King 2?
I mean, I watched the first part of it. It's not that good.
Yeah, it was. It did not come out in theaters. It was direct to video, which would mean they skipped the theaters and they just put it out like on DVD.
Yeah.
It was usually when a video was not, or a movie was not expected to do that well, it went right to DVD. And that one, that's what happened with that one. So I don't think a lot of people saw Lion King 2. But that's okay. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. That is all of the questions. Pretty good so far. Emmett's, these are light work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are pretty easy questions. But now we're going to turn up the difficulty of the next 5. So we call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. Here we go. Question number 6. The character of Mufasa had the only actor provide the same voice in both the 1994 and 2019 versions. Who did the voice of Mufasa?
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones is correct.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, he passed away, unfortunately. What's he also famous for?
Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's probably the most famous.
The guy, I don't know, is Mr. Myrtle from The Sandlot.
From The Sandlot, yep. And he was in a lot of films. He was also a very famous stage actor as well. James Earl Jones is probably one of the most accomplished actors of our time, actually. So, and has probably the most, I would say, outside of like maybe Morgan Freeman, one of the most recognizable voices.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, he was the only actor to do both the original movie and the live action movie they did. Question 7. Where does Simba's family live?
Pride Rock.
Pride Rock is correct. Pride Rock was designed by artists who visited the national park called Hell's Gate in Kenya, and that's where they got their inspiration. Kind of cool. Do you have a big Pride Rock in your musical at school?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, how big is it, do you think?
About like maybe like as tall and as long as maybe his mom's desk.
Okay. For those of us listening.
Yes. Sorry about that. The mom's desk is about like.
Like 4 feet wide?
Yeah. But maybe a little longer, like maybe 6 feet.
Okay. So like 6 feet wide and a couple feet up in the air? Yeah. Because you don't have a huge stage. I mean, it's a pretty small stage. So Pride Rock couldn't be that big. But does it look cool?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Question number 8. What is the name of the song that was cut from the 1994 movie, but added to the Broadway show and the 2019 movie?
Is it They Live in You?
They Live in You. We're going to take it. It's not.
He Lives in You.
Yeah, there you go. He Lives in You is correct. My favorite song from the show. I love to sing it. We'll walk around and sing gibberish words to the song.
With the halo.
Yeah, that part.
But in He Lives in You, there's a different part from They Live in You.
Oh, yeah.
Which is,
you're right. Yep.
Uba koskugo koko, when I'm not a save a song.
All right.
Yep.
But yeah, that was originally written for a concept album called Rhythm of the Pride Lands that I don't know if it ever actually came out or not. But yeah, they eliminated that song from the original movie, but it came back in the Broadway version and also in the new movie. Question 9. What is the phrase Timon and Pumbaa use to describe the bugs they eat as their diet?
Grubs.
They use a phrase to describe them.
Slimy yet satisfying.
There it is. Slimy yet satisfying is correct. Now, they actually tried to make the bugs look like as appetizing as possible in the movie when
they
look at them.
Pretty
like,
tasty.
Yeah, they look like candy, right?
Yeah.
Like big, like almost like gushers.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Someone's just like, one of the little cream-filled ones.
I'd eat them if they actually looked like they did on the cartoon, but they don't.
No, they're like centipedes and like spiky.
And I've eaten my fair share of bugs. I've eaten crickets and I've eaten ants and I've eaten cicada before, which is kind of fun.
Ugh.
But they're not that bad.
Brother,
when they're prepared correctly, they're pretty good. Question 10. Who composed the instrumental musical score for the 1994 film?
The score, Alan Menken.
Alan Menken is incorrect. So the instrumental score was composed by Hans Zimmer.
There's so many people.
You're right.
There's like.
You're right. There is.
There's Tim Rice. I mean, he makes lyrics, but there's Alan Menken.
Yep. Who wrote a lot of the music, like the vocal music
for it.
Elton John.
Yeah.
Yep. Elton John was in on it. Yep. But Hans Zimmer was the guy who wrote like
the Stampede.
Yep. The Stampede and a couple of the other instrumental works that we know, like the music behind all of the important things that's happening that doesn't have words. That's all Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer has done music for so many movies, including my favorite is Interstellar. That's like my favorite
score. I need to watch that movie.
Yep.
Eventually, I still need to watch that.
We'll get there. It's very, very cool. Question 11. Oh, wait, no. Was that it? Yeah, that was the whole, never mind. We can't go on. That was the whole mind mover round.
Yeah.
That went really, really quick. Are you 10? No, you're 9 for 10. You only missed one.
Did I?
Yeah, you missed the Hans Zimmer one. Oh. No, but you're doing great. This is awesome. But folks, now I got to warn you. These questions are going to get super difficult. Incredibly difficult. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to put on your favorite safari hat. Hopefully you have the netting to keep the bugs away. That's our safety apparatus for today. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So brace yourselves. Here it comes. Question 11. What is Scar's real name before he got his scar, according to some of the Disney books?
Well, and the movie Mufasa that came out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yep.
Taka.
Taka is correct.
Which means garbage.
It does. In Swahili, taka means trash or waste. Garbage. Yep. No wonder he's a villain. That was his actual name. That's pretty rough. Question 12. What are the names of the three main hyenas that follow Scar?
Shenzi, Banzai, and Ed.
Shenzi, Banzai, and Ed are correct. Ed is the only one who doesn't speak. He only laughs and makes noises. Does he have lines in the show?
Nope. Yum, 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 yum.
Nice. Question 13. The plot of The Lion King is thought to be heavily influenced by this Shakespearean work.
I don't know.
You don't know. Give me a famous Shakespearean work. Take a guess.
Hamlet.
Hamlet is correct.
What?
Yeah, good job. Yeah, did you notice there? I don't know if you knew that, but the writers talk about how it influenced it. It is not based on, like, entirely, but there are elements of it that are influenced by it. So, like, for example, if you know Hamlet, the character Claudius, he's a murderous uncle.
Oh, yeah. And in the cave, when Zazu is entertaining Scar's, is to be or not to be?
Yep.
That is the question.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is nobler in the mind too. Oh, Zazu, do you light up?
Okay, we're not gonna talk about those. Simba is kind of related to Hamlet. Rafiki is similar to Horatio in the different characters. So yeah, pretty cool. And actually, I think future Lion King movies would also be compared to Romeo and Juliet. And I think that's Lion King 1.5.
No, that's 2.
Or 2. Oh, yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, you're probably right. So yeah. Pretty cool.
1.5 is about Pumbaa and Timon's story.
Yeah, you even said it wrong.
Everyone's so used to saying that way.
Question 14. What is the very first animal that you see in the original Lion King movie?
A giraffe
makes a lot of sense, but it's incorrect. The first thing you see. Now, the first thing you see is what?
The sun.
The sun. Yep, the sun's coming up. But the first animal that raises its head in, like, the next cut is a rhinoceros.
Oh, it's a rhino.
A rhino is the first animal that you see in Lion King.
Well, technically in the musical, it's Rafiki who is a baboon.
You're right. But I said the original movie. And finally, question number 15. What is the name of Simba's son who stars in his own Disney Junior show?
I don't know the line. I don't think I've ever watched The Lion Guard.
And that's why these are the brain busters.
I don't know.
Well, you are correct. The show is called The Lion Guard. And his name is Kion.
Similar to Kiara.
Yeah.
Which is his daughter.
I think it's Kion or Kion. One of the two. It's K-I-O-N. But yeah, that's Simba's son. All right. Well, what did you think of Lion King trivia?
I liked it.
Yeah, you did pretty well. Yeah, this was a good one. Hopefully you at home or, you know, in the car enjoyed this trivia. If you did enjoy it, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever app you are listening on. Maybe leave us a comment. Then those comments and ratings help us to find other trivia loving families just like yourselves. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Instagram and on Facebook. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. And finally, do you have any last words for the listeners about Lion King trivia?
We never told them my role.
Oh, yeah. What role do you have?
I'm playing Scar.
Oh, yeah. The villain. He's playing Scar. He's been having a lot of fun with it. The musical opens when?
April.
In April. Yep. So right now when we're recording this, we're mid-March when we're recording this right now. And so, yeah, he's got about a month or so before the big opening of the show since we recorded this. But yeah, we're really excited. And yeah, hopefully if there's a production nearby of The Lion King, the musical, make sure you go see it. Go support live theater. It's really important stuff. And it's a great show. Well, thank you for tuning in each and every week. We really appreciate it. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.